200 congregants are bustling into Temple of Israel's sanctuary, chatting and laughing while the organist warms up the pipes in the balcony. The temple spiritual leader, Rabbi Paul Sidlovsky, smiles nervously, talking with two fellow rabbis as they stand in the temple's vestibule waiting for the ceremony. They shoulder three scarlet velvet robe Torahs, which they carry into the sanctuary while the cantor and congregation sing in Hebrew. One of the men carrying a three-foot-long scroll is Rabbi Brian Zimmerman from Union for Reform Judaism. He leads the installation, giving insights about his longtime friend.
Well, a good rabbi is really a partner, the sacred partnership, the task of building and educating, leading, guiding, and working with the Jewish community. Paul, Rabbi Sidlovsky, has all these things. I know him from our days.
In the first months of his tenure, Sidlovsky has been busy beefing up the temple's Jewish school and seeing an almost 50% increase in attendance. Temple of Israel has also seen a 20% rise in its membership to about 170 congregants. Sidlovsky even plans to start a Jewish singles group for people 45 and older. The new rabbi is a patient man, putting off his own installation for 7 months to start some of his community initiatives. He is the third rabbi for the congregation in less than 10 years, but Temple President Melanie Frank says she believes Sidlovsky is a good fit.
He didn't come in here and say, we got to change everything and do it my way. He wanted to learn, what is your way? What is your way? And then we learn together, and then we think, hey, you know, and that's what's been so much fun, is it's been a partnership from the very, very beginning.
Sidlovsky came to Wilmington from serving at Washington Hebrew Congregation in Washington, D.C. An idea man, Sidlovsky says his role of boosting congregational involvement is more about igniting a spark than being the flame. Amanda Green, Wilmington Faith and Values.